translation, and okay, this has only translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, while coward boys who knew nothing within the core of their hearts but Krishna were thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest. The cows went away deep into the forest, being allured by green grass. Next verse. Tan drishtva bhayasantrastan che che uche krishnasya bhi bhayam mitranya shamna viramit hanishe vatsakan aham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Krishna saw that his friends, the coward boys, were frightened, he, the fierce controller, even of fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your cows back to this spot by personally going after them myself. Purport. In the presence of Krishna's friendship, that a devotee cannot have any fear. Did you hear that? I'll repeat this very important statement. In the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this material world. Bhayam dvitiya bhinivi shetaha syat. Bhagavatam 11.2.37. This fear arises because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, this material world of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. Bhavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. Bhava bandhu bhihi. The material ocean of fear, bhavam budhi, excuse me. The material ocean of fear becomes very easy to cross by the mercy of Supreme Controller. This material world, which there is fear, in which there is a fear and danger at every step, padam padam yad vipadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. Samasritaye padapallavaplavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsapadam param padam 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 yad vipadam natisham. Everyone, therefore, should take shelter of Supreme Person who is source of fearlessness and thus be secure. Brahma steals the boys and the cows. This is the title, this is the name of this chapter. Who is stealing Krishna's friends and the cows? Brahma did one time. Such a foolish act he dared to perform. This is one of the wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna had just now finished Aghasura. Just now killed Aghasura. In fact, all the demigods had assembled up in the sky to enjoy Krishna's pastime. Krishna killing big demon called Aghasur. It was very powerful demon, very long, it's like a 12 mile long, taken shape of a serpent. Anyway, and he was sitting with his mouth opened, and the cowherd boys and Krishna with their cows, not cows, calf. Krishna was a little boy, and his friends also were little, and they were able to manage only little cows, choti choti gaya, chote chote gwal. So, gaya choti as calf, chote chote gwal. So, he was accompanied by gwal, bal, and vatsa, not guy. Krishna was only vatsapal that time. You heard of this term? You always hear of Krishna being Gopal. But before he was Gopal, he was vatsapal. He was taking care of little cows, vatsas. From vatsa comes vatsalya and all that. And he's vatsapal. So Krishna was just a little boy. How old? He was 3 years and 4 months old, according to Vishwana Chakravarti. That's the time Krishna had left Gokul and come to Vrindavan side, crossed Jamuna and come to Vrindavan side. And this is the time he wanted to play, and his playground is a forest. But then he also wanted some good excuse. I also could render some service, not just all play, but some service, some work also. So he proposed that he would like to be a calf herd boy. And there's a big debate between mother and the father, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda was not in favor. No, you're just a little boy. What are you talking about? What do you know about taking care of the calves? And so many arguments were there. But Nanda Maharaj was in favor, and ultimately Krishna ended up becoming a calf herd boy. So as he was a calf herd boy with his calf herd boyfriends, one morning he was going into the forest. All the cows were in the front, cowherd boys were around Krishna. And there he was. Who was he? It was Aghasur. But he was very smart demon. Demons also could be smart. Of course, the smartest thing to do is to become devotee of Krishna. Smart people may do different things, but you need to be smartest to be devotee of Krishna. So the cowherd boys, calfherd boys, and the cows, they all entered the mouth of Aghasur. I did not mean to say all this to you because we have a long way to go. Where this verse is, which is in the next chapter. We are talking of the previous chapter. So, Krishna's friends and the cows, they all entered the demons into the mouth, into the belly, into the intestine of the demon, and at that time the demigods had assembled in the sky. They wanted to see some excitement. Now let us see how Krishna is going to handle this situation. They had seen Krishna killing so many demons in the past, and this was now the time of Aghasur getting killed. If you could kill your sleep at this point. Killing what? Sleep is also what? A demon. If we could, without offending sleep, could say so. So everyone else was inside Aghasur, and only one person was outside. Who was he, you think? Krishna was outside. And then he doesn't have to scratch his wee scratch to come up with some solution. But Krishna, for him, it's like that. Baaye haath ka khel. As his friends were in difficulty, the cows were in difficulty. So did he call police? Or army, or was he consulting, getting on his mobile and trying to find out from his friends, "Hey, friends, tell me now, what could I do?" There is no need for Krishna to do all these things. Why? Krishna is complete. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Krishna is Purnam, complete. He doesn't have to depend on anything, anyone else, anything else. He is complete in himself. All the best ideas come from Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. Even the worst ideas also come from Krishna's illusory energy. His source of aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate. This is Krishna's position. That we need to understand. Who is Krishna? Very intelligent. Not very intelligent, but he is source of all the intelligence. Hence is known as Bhagavan. Bhagavan, one of the opulences of Krishna is intelligence, power also. Different opulences of Krishna. So Krishna is intelligent and Krishna is powerful, so there was no need for him to depend on any other source than himself in solving the big problem at hand. All his friends were in difficulty, trapped right inside the belly of this big demon. But Krishna had idea. Krishna had idea. On the spot, he came up with idea. Each time he's caught into some different difficulties, different circumstances, and each time he has idea. He's never devoid of ideas. So Krishna, with that idea, Krishna entered the mouth also. And demon probably was at this point very jubilant. I got him! I got Krishna! So immediately, demon, what did demon do? Closed the mouth. All the friends were in. Now Krishna also was inside there. In there. So, now, of course, there are lots of anxiety on the part of devotees or demigods. And Krishna is also trapped now. But soon, I'm going to go faster here. So soon Krishna, what did he do? What was his idea? He expanded. Although he was just little, maybe 2.5 feet tall. Something like that. But he grew in size. You know how Vaman also became? What did he become? Trivikram. So Krishna could do such things. He is Yogeshwar. So he grew in size and the demon was trying to, was struggling to keep Krishna in the mouth, held tightly within the mouth. But before Krishna's strength, what could demon do? So Krishna expanded and opened the mouth of demon, and with that, in fact, demon was killed. And we say Haribo. Why? Because we are happy. When demon is killed, we are happy. Or just to find out who is a devotee and who is a demon in the assembly, we check it out. Those who say Hari Bol, they are happy and they are devotees. Those who keep quiet, we need to think which side they belong. So we know you're all devotees and you are very happy that Agasur is killed. So anyway, we'll move faster. So this time Brahma had some other idea, seeing the power of Krishna, and he was amazed, and he's going to play some tricks. So everyone else goes back to their respective abodes, lokas. But Brahma lingers on, he hangs around up in the sky. So let's see what happens in meantime. So so entering the demon's mouth and the belly, and so many coward boys, so many cows were there, and then ultimately killing Aghasura demon. This took some time. And the coward boys, coward boys, they had not taken their lunch. You know, they're little boys, they need to eat on time. So Krishna and his friends, they have gone. They are continuing their travel through Vrindavan, forest of Vrindavan. Now, in fact, they are looking for a place where they could sit and take their lunch. Sarit Pulinam Aniya Bhagavan Idam Abravit. Soon they reached the bank of a river. What river do you think that was? Chandrabhaga. There was Vrindavan, so Jamuna. They reached the banks of Jamuna, and then Krishna addressed all his friends. Does he need microphone now? And not just 250 friends, he had how many? Hundreds and thousands of friends were there, and he's addressing. Did he say, "Where is my mic? Get me mic"? Or does Krishna carry some hand mic or something? No. His voice is powerful. And more importantly, all the Kaffert boys are very, very anxious to hear Krishna. So even if he's, they are very eager, fully focused. When Krishna speaks, everyone shut up. Hey, Krishna speaking. Krishna is speaking. Don't talk. There's a complete silence. There's no need of writing some signboard saying, "Keep silence." We need to be trained, right? We need to be told. But in Golok, in Vrindavan, this culture is quite common. Krishna is speaking, or someone else is speaking about Krishna, then also silence. And not only your mouth should not be talking, but your mind also has to be quiet. It's easy not to talk, and that way maintain silence. But to keep the mind silent, that's a difficult task. And in fact, keep mind quiet so that person attains shanti, shantirmachyati. His attainment of attaining shanti, shamaha, damaha, tapaha, saucham, brahma karma svabhavajam. Krishna describes different qualities of a Brahmin. The first thing he says is shamaha, sham, Brahman is that person who is always working on his mind, trying to purify his mind, subdue so many nonsensical thoughts. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna pramati balavad dridam. That's a whole mind control. That's another seminar. It takes a whole seminar, in fact. Mind control. But mind could be very easily controlled, in fact, by purifying the mind. And how does one purify the mind? By hearing Krishna. If we hear Krishna, or we hear about Krishna, then the mind is purified. And that person becomes shant. Peaceful. The friends of Krishna were peaceful. So it was very easy for them to hear. Although it was a big crowd, and also it was Vrindavan, so everything is calm and quiet. Aho ati ramyam. Krishna says, this place is very beautiful. Friends, how did you like this place? Krishna inquired, and they were very happy. They expressed, yes, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. This is a nice place. This is a very nice place. And there's more description of Vrindavan. You could read, you could hear, and know about Vrindavan. Know about Krishna. Even before you begin seeing, you could hear about Krishna. And that way you could see. You see Krishna by hearing about Krishna. We should see Krishna with the help of ears, not with the eyes. That comes later, when we are spiritualized, by hearing and hearing about Krishna. Then one develops spiritual vision, and then he could see. Oh, I haven't seen Krishna, but I could read about Krishna, or hear about Krishna, and know about Krishna. So this is what we are doing. This is where this Bhagavatam comes into the picture, or Bhagavad Gita comes into the picture. We hear Krishna speak in Bhagavad Gita. We hear about Krishna in the Bhagavatam. And then we get to know Krishna. Because this description is as it is of Vrindavan. One who has seen Vrindavan, one who has seen Krishna is writing here. So there's a beautiful description of Vrindavan. And then Krishna has proposed. Krishna's proposal is, Atra bhoktavyam. Let us have our lunch here. You like the place? Jamuna is flowing just nearby. The birds are chirping. There will be some nice music also. The birds are singing. The peacocks are dancing. The cool breeze is there. There's a natural AC in Vrindavan. And the soft grass is there. For the cushion, they could sit right there on the soft grasses. There is also talk of soft sand of Jamuna. So Krishna has proposed, this is where we will take our lunch. You saw that painting there? As I entered, first thing I noticed was this huge big painting. You see, you need to see this. Because one painting is equal to 1,000 words. So I will not have to say 1,000 words. Just by looking at that painting, you get to know so much. And that exactly is the scene being described in this chapter of Bhagavatam that we are reading right now, right here. So Krishna, you see Krishna sitting there? Are you seeing Krishna? See, you have become Krishna realized. God realized, you are seeing Krishna. In fact, this is how he looks like. This is exactly how Krishna looks like. Whether you see him now or see him with your spiritual vision, this is how he looks like. He's also standing before us. Radha Kunja Bihari Ki. This is how Krishna looks like. This is not an imaginary form. Someone thought of carving form like this. No, Krishna is like this. And we hear more about him. We read more about him in the Bhagavatam. And our understanding solidifies as we hear. So most important, in fact, process is hearing. And not just form of Krishna, but his qualities, his pastimes. Bhagavatam here deals with all different aspects of Krishna and his personality. Lots of focus on the pastimes also. So Krishna is proposed, let's take lunch here. And he says, this is saying, Divarudham Kshudharditaha. He says, Diva Arudham, Diva is sun. Sun has now, it's quite high in the sky, Arudham. From the time sun rose early in the morning, now sun, it's almost noon time. This is what Krishna is pointing out to his friends. Kshudha Arditaha. And you must be very, very hungry. I understand. You are hungry. So, vatsaha samipe apapitva charantu shanakaistrinam. And while we take our lunch here, this is also a good place for another reason, that there is lots of grass here. They will also, the cows also have lunch. What would they eat? Rasagullas? What are the cows going to? The soft grasses. Lots of green grass. And when they are belly full and then they are thirsty, they could drink water also. Where do they go for the water? Jamuna is flowing right there. And crystal clear water, pure water, purer than the Bisleri water. No factory, no industry, no pollution, no mine pollution, no air pollution, nothing, everything pure. Water is pure also. You don't have to endeavor so much to get pure water. And before we drink pure water, we have to do so much processing. But that's not the case in Vrindavan. that also wasn't the case on this planet, in this world, in India, in Maharashtra. 50 years ago, you could also drink water. We used to drink water. When I was a buffalo herd boy, in my village. Unfortunately, that time my family had only buffaloes. Only when they became Krishna conscious, they added some cows to the... Now they have cows also. So we never carried any water with us, or bottled water. Water was available. And we would drink. Any flowing water was good enough. Water is flowing, it's good enough to drink. But things have changed. And we have made things very, very difficult. And to have a bisleri water sitting next to you, this is considered progress. It costs money and transportation, so many things you need to do before you have a drinking water. But look, in Vrindavan, opulence of Vrindavan, and this also was one time opulence of entire nation, entire world, as people were pure in consciousness. And just by hearing few of these things, you could realize how purifying consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness is solution to so many problems that the world is facing today. Yes or no? What do you think? Just purify your consciousness. Purify the consciousness of your family members to the community, the society, the country, the humanity, and we will be free from so many problems, or all the problems would be solved just by purifying our consciousness. That is what this Hare Krishna movement is endeavoring to do. This was Srila Prabhupada's vision. Prabhupada wanted to see the world purified and hence become free from major difficulties that this world is facing. But Vrindavan is free from all these kind of problems. So there's lots of grasses for the cows, and there's water also, and that's why that particular place was selected. Now everyone is sitting. Where is Krishna sitting? Krishna is in the center. Krishna is sitting in the center. And everyone is sitting all around. All around are his friends, sitting in big, big circles. Krishna is in the center. And that has been described here as in a flower or a lotus is more distinct. There's a whirl of a lotus flower, where there's a pukeshar, strikeshar, all those things, center. And so Krishna is sitting at the whirl of the lotus, and where the petals are all around. Who is sitting? All the coward boys are sitting all around. Krishna is in the center, right in the middle. And all the friends are sitting all around. And now they have opened their lunch packets. And they are looking for the plates. What plates? Kechit pushpadalai, kechit pallavair, ankurai falai. They are finding the plates. Yes, some big, big flowers with big, big petal, this small one. A big petal, big enough to work as plate. So when there was time for lunch, they took few minutes to find their own plates. Someone found some leaves, someone found some petals, someone found some big fruits, and all the items are now laid down on the plate, ready to go. Mahaprasade Govinde. They are ready to. But before eating, the food has to be offered, right? The big law, big rule. If you want to be civilized human being or Krishna conscious devotee, whenever it's time for eating, devotee thinks, has this been offered to Krishna? Has Krishna enjoyed this? And then for us, devotees offer food to Radha Kunja Bihari and then honor that prasad. Or devotees keep also some photograph, make little altar, offer food and then take food. Now these coward boys, are they looking for some temple, some deity where they could go and offer their food to? Huh? How are they offering their food? They are going all over looking for a temple. No, they don't have to do such thing because their deity is Krishna sitting right in front, and they are sharing that food with Krishna. Hey, my mother has cooked this. Look, my mummy has cooked this. Please test this. Please test this. And everyone is trying to feed Krishna so that it becomes prasad. Becomes prasad. So now food has been offered. Or Krishna can look at the plates of others, his friends' plates, and he could eat also. He doesn't have to eat with his mouth. Very special feature about the Lord is he doesn't have to eat with his mouth. He could eat with any of his senses. Indriyani, what? Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti. That kind of Krishna is. One of our senses does just one function. Ears could only hear. Eyes could only see. Nose could only smell. Mouth and tongue could only test and eat. But Krishna, there is no such limitation. Purnam, we talked about Purnam. In Krishna's one sense is complete, can do the function of other senses. So Krishna could eat with his eyes. The Brahmin brings plate and places in front of the deity, and after some time he takes away. Krishna is not moving his hands, but he has honored his food. So why did he do this? How did he do this? He saw. By seeing he's eating. Could you eat by seeing? Yes? Could he eat chutney by seeing out with your eyes? Could he put chutney? then you will really wake up. Chutney. You should keep a little chutney next to you during the Bhagavatam. Then there will be all the symptoms, tears and... the chili bhav. The chili mirch bhav. With different symptoms. So Krishna could eat with his eyes. He could see. And he's eating. So some friends are offering food, feed, putting right in the mouth of the Lord, putting that in his hand, he's eating. But he also could see, look at the plates of his friends, and he's eating. So all the food of all the friends is enjoyed by Krishna. Are you all friends of Krishna? Friends of Lord Krishna? How many of you would like to be friends of Lord Krishna? Devil. Is someone still thinking? I think it's beyond thinking. It's all concluded. So that means what we have to do before we eat, we have to make sure this food has been offered to Lord Sri Krishna, not to Durga. She could eat after Krishna has enjoyed. That is her position also. So Krishna is sitting in the middle, all the friends are all around. But there's a description here elsewhere that all the friends are facing Krishna. All the friends are sitting face to face with Krishna. You have to hear this, what I'm just now saying. Important point coming up. Krishna is sitting in the center, right? And all the friends are sitting all around. Some are in the back also. Some are sitting in the back also. Some are in the front. Some are left, right sides. But the experience of every cowherd boy is that he is sitting right in the front of Krishna, face to face. How was that possible? Some should be seeing only back of Krishna, and only some half seeing face of Krishna. But that wasn't the case. Everyone was seeing the face of Krishna. Because they cannot tolerate. They had to see Krishna all the time. Krishna in the right, in the front of them. Otherwise they cannot be happy. So how does Krishna manage this? How does he fulfill everyone's desire of being in front of Krishna? Some ideas? Is absolute, so how does that help? So, is absolute, so what is what he has to do? What or how does this practically work so that everyone is seeing Krishna? Those who are sitting in the back also are able to see his face. Huh? He is inconceivable. Okay. Certainly this is inconceivable how he managed this. It's beyond our intelligence. Our brain cannot work. Achintya. guna swarupam. Any other is Yogeshwar. Okay, so how he is absolute, he is Yogeshwar, he is inconceivable. By Yoga Maya potency, what is he doing with all being absolute, being inconceivable? How is he employing all his powers, translating this into a practical action so that everyone could see him? He manifested in eyes of cowherd. Okay. Krishna is present everywhere, so he's Purnamidam, Purnamidam. Sure. All these answers are not incorrect. This is where we need help of our acharyas, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami. I've heard these names, they're big names. Sanatan Goswami, Sridhar Swami, and big acharyas. They explain how this practically works for Krishna. So one thing they explain is that Krishna moves. Where he's sitting, he's rotating. And that rotation is so fast. That everyone, he's giving darshan to everybody. At the same time, he is motionless. As if he's in one place, not moving, although moving constantly, at every fraction of second is moving. At the same time, he is not moving. Moving and not moving at the same time. So those who are in the back, whatever they are able to see him. Like Krishna, same thing. When Krishna dances with the gopis, there are different theories, different ways it is explained. Krishna expands and he is with each gopi. Krishna expands and he is with each gopi. So Krishna also could expand and sit next to each coward boy friend. And eat. He's sitting right in front. He could also expand. He's Yogeshwar, he could expand. Even yogi expands in how many forms? He could expand into 8 different forms. One person in how many places in one time? 8 places. Yogi could be in 8 places at the same time. This is just ordinary yogi. But Krishna is Yogeshwar. So he could be with each coward boy. He could also be sitting right in front of each boy and eat. As Krishna was expanding during the rasa dance. But then another explanation is also that Krishna was moving from one gopi to another gopi to another gopi so fast, like a lightning. Same Krishna but moving. Same Krishna, one Krishna dancing with millions of gopis. Just moving from one gopi to another, to another, to another, to another, to another, to another. And Krishna could do such things. That's why he's described as what kind of Krishna? Wonderful Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it amazing? You had heard ever anyone doing such things? No, you can't hear because no one could do such things. Only Krishna could manage. So now they're all enjoying their meal. And sarve mitho darshayantaha. Darshayantaha. Next verse. This is the 10th verse. Is mitha means one another. They're seeing. Each coward boy is seeing Krishna. Or also they're seeing other friends. They're seeing Krishna. They're seeing other friends. Hasanto hasayanta cha. Krishna is laughing, smiling, and he's making others also smile. And so there's a very jolly, lively atmosphere during their lunch time. This is a nice description of Krishna. He's keeping his flute. While eating his flute, he pushes his flute here. He has a little belt and puts his flute here. It's a short one. So that he doesn't have to hold. So that he doesn't lose. So he says, Bibhradvenu jatara patayo. And then Krishna makes sometimes his hand as his plate. Parno. Right in the parno, in the hand, karatala. He's keeping his food. He's keeping different pickles here. Isn't that a smart idea? And he's eating different ones, or maybe he's using other hand also. And such Krishna, swarge loke yagya bhuk. In swargas, in other places, they make offering to the Lord. Swaha, swaha, swaha. They're making offerings. The Brahmins are making offerings of food into the fire. Why into the fire? Fire is a tongue of the Lord, mouth of the Lord. That yagya, shala, yagya, pit. So offerings are made. So while in swarga lokas, other places, the yagya bhuk, Lord enjoys their offerings offered by them into the fire. But here, Bala Keli, in Vrindavan, Krishna, his friends are offering their food right into the mouth of Krishna. Not an indirect offering. Krishna has to become fire and then accept all the food. That's a very indirect way of accepting the offerings. Here, the coward boyfriends are offering their food right into the mouth of the Lord. This is Bala Keli of the Lord. And that was the 11th verse of this 13th chapter. And then we read today's verse. We read two verses today. This is our Bhagavatam class begins now. These are just setting the scene. Because you had, many of you had not been attending Bhagavatam. So I just thought of briefing you. So anyway, we'll say it quickly. You already have heard text number 12th and 13th. Bharataivam vasapeshu. Bharat here is King Parikshit. Sukadev Goswami is a speaker of Bhagavatam and is addressing Bharat, O King Parikshit, evam. Evam meaning like this. Evam vatsapeshu bhunjaneshu achyuta atmasu. Like this, Krishna is enjoying his food, or even his friends are offering food to him. And while this was going on nicely, they were enjoying their lunch time. Evam meaning already described. Like this way. Because at this juncture, Sukadev Goswami wants to change the topic or talk of the next scene. First one was killing a gasur, that was a scene. The next one was lunchtime, finding the place for lunch, and finding the place, finding the seat appropriate right in front of Krishna, offering food to Krishna. Then they are enjoying, laughing, joking, eating. Evam, while this was going on, so wonderfully, something else is going to happen. Not so very good. So that development, this is a turning point here. So while they were enjoying their lunch, vatsastu antaha vane duram vivishus tranalobhita. In the beginning, the cows were eating grasses just around there, and cowherd boys were sitting eating their lunch. And near there, all around, the cows are also taking their lunch, eating grass. But now suddenly, the boys are noticing, hey, where are the cows? I don't see them here. Someone are standing and looking and one by one, others are also standing and, yes, that's true. I don't see. They're all sitting and standing, sitting, wondering what happened. Where are they? So what had happened? They had gone far away. Vane duram, into the forest. Vivishu, they had entered the forest. And why had they entered the forest? Tranalobhita. The vatsas are also were greedy, greedy for grass, or they wanted to enjoy different kind of grass. The cowherd boys were eating chappan bhog, so many different kinds of offerings. So they also wanted to eat maybe different kind of grass. So because of their greed for the grass, they entered deep forest. Tandrishtva bhaya transtan. So Krishna was noticing that all his friends are disturbed, they're not able to concentrate on their lunch prasad. Bhaya santrastan. Tan drishtva. Krishna, after seeing, he saw, what did he see? That all his friends are fearful. They are in anxiety. Uchehe Krishnaha. Krishna spoke. And what kind of Krishna? Bhi bhayam. Bhai is fear. And bhi bhayam means a fear, meaning even fear is afraid of Krishna. Even fear is scared of Krishna, that kind of Krishna. Bhi bhayam. We're all afraid of, different things. We're afraid. But Krishna afraid of anything? Nothing. Instead, even the fear is afraid of. Fear is, are you understanding? Fear is afraid of Krishna. So will fear go near Krishna? Will fear go near Krishna? No, because fear is afraid of Krishna. That's the meaning of bhi bhayam. What kind of Krishna? Bhi bhayam. So, friends were afraid, they were in anxiety. So now Krishna is taking charge. Where? Who is causing this scare, fear in your minds? No, no, I will take charge. And then Krishna says, Mitrani, my dear friends, Asan ma virameto. No, no, please, you don't stop your eating. Sit down. Everyone sit down. I say sit down, sit down. And they all sit down. And Krishna is addressing, assuring them, Aham anishe vatsakan aham. Aham vatsakan anishe. I will bring all the cows. Wherever they are, I will go find. You please keep sitting and eating, enjoying your lunch. I don't want you to be disturbed. Why you all should be disturbed? I alone could manage this. You all sit and I will go and bring the cows. Krishna has assured that. And then tomorrow you will hear, the scene will unfold. One verse a day, that much you are revealed. And this way we do Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Sometimes we do also in 7 days. That kind of session, crash course. But then what Prabhupada has given us, the program, is the daily hearing of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, or hearing about Krishna, reading about Krishna. If you cannot hear from others, or you don't have a lecture tape or CD, then there's a Bhagavatam, there's a book always with you. There should be one or two or many books with you all the time. Especially during your travels. It's very helpful. There's a lot of time also. You could open and read. And that is Nityam. So, daily hearing, by doing so, Bhagavati, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naishtiki will all become bhaktas, devotees of Krishna, just by hearing about Krishna. So, in the purport, Prabhupada has written different number of nice, wonderful things. Krishna's presence provides friendship, and then devotee is never afraid of anything when he feels the presence of Krishna. He is not even afraid of death, and he is able to cross this material existence very easily. Was Prabhupada afraid of death? No. Why? He was with Krishna and Balaram. When we go near Krishna, then fear goes away from you. All the difficulties go away from you. That's why Krishna says, Mamekam Sharanam Vraj. take shelter of me, then what will happen? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma asucha. Don't be afraid. I am here. I am near. Oh dear. Come here. Krishna is inviting us. So as we go closer and closer and closer to Krishna, with that, all other difficulties, problems, fear, anxiety and whatnot, big list, what happens? They go away from you. And on the contrary, if we go away from Krishna, then all these difficulties come closer and closer and closer. Pape dure jai. What is that? Jahara, jahara nikate gela, pape dure jai. So, so talk like that. You go to closer to the devotees of Krishna, your devotee friends. You should always have a devotee friends. Wherever you are, devotee friends, then you are safe. Jahara nikate gela pape dure jai. All the pap or sinful desires, ideas, thoughts of enjoying, they will all go away from you if you go near Krishna or near devotees of Krishna also. And this is the way we could stay out of trouble. Now, because these cows are, they're going to get into trouble soon. They're going to be stolen by, he's still waiting there. He's just taking his time. He's waiting. They go into the forest. Why did they go into the forest? What has been mentioned here? Why did they go away? Not only that, but there's a word used here. Greed. The need is okay. There are two things. One is a need, another one is a greed. Well, they were in need of grasses, they were just around there, but when you become greedy, then there is no end. How much you grab, how much you accumulate, it is never enough. When you are attacked, afflicted by enemy called greed. So that also is a lesson to be learnt from this verse. The cows, they became greedy, trana lobhita. Whenever there's a greed, we should understand there's difficulty. We are inviting some trouble, some difficulty. Krida sakteshu gopeshu. There is another verse also elsewhere in another chapter, similar mood of the cows. That time also the friends were not eating with Krishna, but they were playing with Krishna. Krida sakteshu gopeshu. And then the gao duracharini, the cows went away. While Krishna was playing with his friends, they went away. Svairam charantyo vivishus tranalobhena gavvaram. They are also mentioned, tranalobh, another place. They are being greedy for the grasses and they become svairam. You know svairachar? Svairachar means you have no one about you. You're just free to do anything and everything and do whatever. Just do it. That's the mantra. Swairachar meaning just do it, meaning do not even think. Low thinking is also meaning some thinking, right? High living, low thinking. This is the style of lifestyle of the modern day human being or society. Instead of simple living and high thinking, people are doing high living, low thinking. Low means some, but no means, so they are doing no thinking. High living, no thinking. Just do it. Just do it. Don't even think. If you feel good, that's all that matters. Feeling good, go ahead, do it. This is called Swairam also. Swairam Charantyaha. And then that time, another time, they got into difficulties. Big forest fire. They caught in the middle of the forest fire as they had gone away from Krishna. And again, they are going away from Krishna because of the greed, and they are going to be trouble. So we should never go away from Krishna. And what brings one away from Krishna is many things. One thing mentioned here is greed. Otherwise, there are six different big items, and there are many small items also. Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, atsarya, these are the enemies. They keep one away from Krishna. But we need Krishna, we need to be with Krishna. Then no fear, no nothing, not even fear of death. We'll have happy life. We'll be happy when we learn this ABC. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. So this is ABC. What happened? Something happened here. It's 10 o'clock. So, hurry. Some chemistry changed here for the sound. So any questions or comments? We'll spend a few minutes if you have. The microphone for that, right? Who is? First of all, here is one hand up here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, when you were speaking that to make every cowherd boy see Krishna directly face to face, he was rotating and all. How can we give any material reason for such transcendental activity?
Give material reason for the transcendental activity. Do we need material reason? All right, everyone, that works better maybe. I'll use, hurry, give this microphone to me.
Hurry. Well, the reason I could say something that everyone wants to enjoy, and Krishna is source of that enjoyment. So Krishna wants to make sure all his friends are enjoying. If his devotees are happy, then Krishna is happy. And everyone is wanting to be happy, whether in the material world. Even in the material world, everyone wants to be happy, right? Everyone has a good reason to be happy. Or everyone is finding ways and means to be happy. Yes? There's no exception. Whether a spiritual sky or a material sky, a material world, everyone wants to be happy. And in the spiritual sky, and this source of happiness is the Lord. There is no other way to be happy but to be with the Lord, to realize the Lord, and be his devotees, be his good servants. Just be what you are. Just be you, what you are. So, and that's what we are, devotees. Every soul is a devotee of Krishna, and they are only happy with being with Krishna, being face to face with Krishna. So he just fulfilling, Krishna just fulfilling that desire of all his devotee friends. Just a natural for him. Like iron particle and the magnet. The attraction is natural, right? You keep iron particle near powerful magnet, what will happen? Not only attract, sometimes that particle will begin running, run right into the magnet. Isn't that natural? As this is a natural, the attraction between magnet and the iron particle, equally or even more so, is a natural attraction between the soul and the Supreme Soul. But if there's a magnet is there, an iron particle is there, but there is no attraction, nothing happening, much happening, when would that situation be? If the iron particle is covered with the dust or mud, or distance is so great outside the magnetic field, as they say, each magnet has its field, depending on its power. If it is outside magnetic field, then no particle is just sitting there. Or it is a magnetic field but is covered.
Then again, no attraction.
So here in the material world, we are covered with Maya, the dust of Maya, three gunas, and we don't feel that attraction. And instead we feel attracted to Krishna's illusory energy, in fact. We feel like being face to face with our mundane friend, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So we have a choice, unfortunately, or Krishna has given that choice. We could be sitting face to face with Krishna, or we could face the naked face of the material existence in so many different forms. So choice is ours, either to be faced with Krishna, be face to face with Krishna, or with the matter, Prakriti, the Maya and its forms. So, does that answer your kind of... it's a good reason for those who are in spiritual world or in the material world to face with Krishna. And Krishna is providing. In spiritual world he is available. He is also available here. But if we could take that offer of Krishna,
is that a question here? Who is more beautiful, Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya? Difficult. When we say Krishna, he's only Krishna. But when we say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna and Radha put together. So who is more beautiful? Yes, if we were to apply this kind of logic, then we would conclude that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become more beautiful. But again, when Radha and Krishna, they face each other, they look at each other. They have some wonderful experience. Like when Krishna is looking at Radharani, and Radharani acts like a mirror, and Krishna is seeing the beauty is more beautiful. And Krishna, Radharani is also Krishna. Radharani is also Krishna. But as he looks at her, and she looks so very beautiful, then when that beautiful, and as Krishna is enjoying that beauty of Radharani, Krishna, Radharani looks at Krishna and she sees how he's looking more beautiful. There's a whole competition anyway. It's very nicely explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How there's a competition. Radha more beautiful, Krishna more beautiful. They look at each other and but certainly, Krishna wanted to find out why is Radharani so much attracted to me. She is more beautiful and all that. And what is so special in me that she is attracted to? And he is very curious, anxious to know. It's a big question in front of Krishna. Question is, why? Why am I so attractive? I think she is beautiful. But she is thinking, no, you are beautiful. And there's a... So Krishna, to find out the answer to this question, why is Radharani so much attracted to me, so much eager to see me or serve me and be with me, and with that desire, Krishna, he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he is hiding within and outside. There's a Radharani in him also. Radha Suvalitam. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the complexion of Radharani and the mood of Radharani. He is within that personality. Krishna is inside. Antaha Krishna Bahir Gaura. So, who is more beautiful? Radha is more beautiful, or Krishna is more beautiful? As this question is difficult to answer now, the same Krishna,
as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also combined two in one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is two in one. So that excels all the beauty of Krishna and Radharani put together. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So this question, who is more beautiful? Krishna is more beautiful or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beautiful? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. But here, there's an added dimension and added beauty of Radharani to his personality, and he's becoming complete beauty, personification of all beauty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. Anyways, I think you understood. Or even if you not understood, something you have understood. And that's good enough.
What Krishna gave the answer, why he was attracted to
Radha? He wanted to... There's no question of why not. He is all attractive. Yakarshati sa Krishna. But he wanted to experience that mood of being Radharani or being devotee of Krishna. At one point, Krishna was considering that his experiences or knowledge even is incomplete. What Radharani knows, or the way she thinks, or even devotees also, other devotees, and leader of all the devotees is Radharani. Their mood, Krishna wanted to know. Radharani's mood, how does she feel and think about me? So historically, in Dwarka there was a pastime like that. Rukmini also approaching Krishna and says, "Oh Lord, you don't know." And there's a feeling of separation. It is us only, we experience the pangs of separation. You don't know. You're supposed to be Trikalagya, Sarvagya, and Abhigya Swarat. But what we go through, you don't know. When Krishna is away from his devotees, away from Rukmini, away from Radharani, away from what devotees go through, that experience. So in order to experience the experience of his devotees, the top devotees, Radharani, Krishna becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is understanding that mood of Radharani, or mood of being a devotee of Krishna. And then he's relishing that mood of being devotee of Krishna. So he's becoming more knowledgeable as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he knows the heart of his devotee, the mood of Radharani, the sweetness, he's experienced the sweetness of being a devotee of Krishna. Who is enjoying more, the sugar or an ant? The sugar doesn't know how the sweet is. So you have to be an ant, then you know the sweetness of the sugar. So Krishna is all attractive, all sweet, all nectarian, all that. So in order to experience that, Krishna takes this special position, form, combining his form with his devotee form, Radharani form, and is relishing, enjoying. So that he did
as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, what is the meaning of a devotee being angry with Krishna?
That anger is also Krishna conscious anger. The Radharani is also angry. And she gets into something called maan. She becomes proud and become angry and doesn't want to talk with Krishna. No, go. Becomes very, very angry. But what is the cause of her anger? You would say Krishna. Cause is Krishna. Because Krishna, she wanted Krishna, she wants to be with Krishna all the time. But there's so many obstacles. Doesn't become possible all the time. So there's so much frustration. Kamat krodho vijayate. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Kamat krodho vijayate. You are full of desires, and when they are not fulfilled, what happens? You become angry, become full of anger. So similarly, there is also premat. Premat krodho vijayate. In the spiritual sky, the place of calm is taken by prem, and when they cannot have that prem all the time, that reciprocation, that dealing 24 hours, then devotee feels frustrated, feels angry. But what is the cause here? Because Krishna cannot be, he has to share so much time with his friends, so much time with the parents, so much time with the gopis, like that. He has Ashtakaliya Leela and he has to share his time. So whenever they are not able to be with Krishna, there are other reasons also, but whenever they are not able to be with Krishna, they become angry, but that is all transcendental anger. One time Krishna and Radharani, they were sitting next to each other. And after a long time they had come together. But then one bumblebee was hovering over about them, bumblebee, Madhu. Then near there was a Madhu Mangal. Some distance away was Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal saw that, hey, look, that bumblebee, that rascal bumblebee, causing just disturbance to divine couple Radha and Krishna. So he had an idea. He took a big stick and rushing towards the bumblebee, Madhu Makhi. And he kind of managed driving away. But as he was coming closer with the stick, Radharani thought, this is a disturbance for us being together. He's trying to drive away my Krishna, or he has some other ideas
he wants to play with Krishna or something else. So she had no clue that Madhu Mangal was thinking of Madhu Makhi. But seeing Madhu Mangal coming towards two of them, Radharani thought that he is coming to get rid of Madhusudan. And she became very, very angry. So you see the example of the anger in the spiritual sky? It's Krishna all the way.
But does these demons, do these demons like Agasur come in past times of Krishna in the spiritual world also? Not supposed to be coming.
Or even if they come, they are devotees. Krishna has two kinds of leelas. One is called naimittik leela and nitya leela. And naimittya means nimitta, means vinashaya cha duskritam, killing the demons. Those are causing difficulties for his sadhus. That's one of the reasons Lord appears. That's when Mother Earth had gone to approach the Lord, demigods first, and then they all approached the Lord. And Mother Earth gave the report of how many and so many demons are sitting in her lap, Mother Earth's lap, and causing all sorts of disturbance. Do something! So demigods were not able to do nothing about this. They all approached Krishna, and Krishna, yes, I'm coming. Then he appeared, and then he started clearing the ground, or getting rid of demons one by one, like this one, Agasur one. And so they may be doing some drama in the spiritual sky, and someone posing like a demon. They are not genuine, real demons. Real demons are here, in the spiritual sky. One is a devotee, and demon, these are two different things. That means duality, or friend and enemy. This kind of dvandva, dual nature, doesn't exist in the spiritual sky. Everyone is devotee. Every person, 100% population of spiritual sky is devotee of Krishna. Every single person you meet is devotee. Not a karmi, not a jnani, not a yogi, not a siddhi yogi, no Sai Baba, no this, no that. Everyone is 100% devotee, means bhakti yogi. Even if there's some demon, he is also devotee. So for pleasure he may fight, but as a devotee. Okay, last question.
You were telling about the calves going.
His question is, there are two kinds of devotees when Krishna appears on the earth planet, Vrindavan. Some come with him from the spiritual sky, and some who are, those who are promoted to become associates of the Lord from this world, they got promotion.
Of these two, which kind are these cows who are playing the role of the cows with Krishna? Can't say. Those who did get promoted, some of them going to be friends of Krishna, right? Each living entity has a different relationship. Some are Vatsalya Bhav, Sakhya Bhav, like that. Dasya Bhav. According to your Bhav and your relationship, you are going to be entering and dealing accordingly with Krishna in those pastimes. There's also a third party that is mentioned that participates in Krishna's pastimes, and those are the demigods. Some from the spiritual sky, they come with him. Some come from the heavenly planets, demigods participate, assist Krishna with his pastimes. And some are from the spiritual, from the material world, and they got promoted. They chanted Hare Krishna. And they became IYF students, and then gradually they ended up in Vrindavan. Or wherever Krishna is, because there are other Brahmandas are there, and there's a Vrindavan there, and Krishna is performing pastime. So around the time that you became fully Krishna conscious and left your body, before you directly go to Golok, you are put through these pastimes of Krishna in one of the Brahmandas. So which coward boy, from which source, that is difficult. But general understanding is some coward boys came with Krishna, some joined from ISKCON Youth Forum, and like that, some of them became whatever their Swarup Siddhi, whatever their form relationship with Krishna is, that soul's form and relationship. So which one is which can't say, but some are this kind, some are other kind category. This is the general understanding. And there was another question. Radharani being an expansion of Krishna, he must be knowing what Radharani is doing. Or in other words, what Radharani is doing is what Krishna is performing as an expansion, then how he is unaware of her mind. There is also what is called transcendental ignorance in the spiritual sky, and this is caused by Krishna's Yogamaya potency. So Krishna keeps himself in darkness. Otherwise, very difficult to have that relationship or have any pastime with any devotees. So Yogamaya is always active. And she makes Krishna forget something, remember something, and accordingly different pastimes are performed for pleasure of Krishna and devotees. The devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan especially, they don't know he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're also supposed to be knowing. You say, he's in the spiritual sky, come on, they don't know His Supreme Personality of Godhead? No, in fact they don't know. That's a fact. They are kept in dark like that. Otherwise they would immediately begin worshipping Krishna. Jaya Jagadish Hare, Swami Jaya Jagadish. So Krishna feels bothered. Too much worship. Enough of it. I want to be slapped by someone, by my mother. So he's making someone his mother. And she doesn't know. And he doesn't know some things and like that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for South India tour, he told all his devotees, you know, no, I must go, I have to go, because my brother, he has taken sannyas, he is wandering all over, and I must find him. I have to travel and find out whereabouts of my brother Vishwarup. But while he is saying this, in fact his brother had already departed. His brother was no more. His brother had gone through South India and come to Pandharpur and left his body, left this abode. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, he told all his, no, I have to go. I have to find my brother. So come on, he's supposed to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he doesn't know that his brother is no more. So he know and he doesn't know, like that also. Same time, for sake of Leela, he plays that bhumika, that act, that role, as if he doesn't know. Otherwise, Leela is not possible. So Radharani, yeah, he knows and he doesn't know. Otherwise, how would he? He also finds some excuse so that he's also remembering us, how to rescue these fallen souls of this material world or of the age of Kali. So that is also his reason. So he has his private reason, personal reason, why he wants to come, because he wants to know the mind of Radharani, or he wants to know Radharani, how she relishes Krishna consciousness or Krishna's service so much. That is private affair. But he has also another reason, and that is to vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami. So he finds some excuse, good reason for coming down to the earth and save. E radhar bhaver evo gauravatar. He accepts the bhav of Radharani and takes gaur avatar and Hare Krishna naam gaur karila prachar. So he is assuming the mood of Radharani, is trying to understand, relish Radharani's heart, mind, and at the same time he is doing Hare Krishna naam karila gaura prachar. He did his prachar. So there's many things he's trying to do at the same time. That was not your question. Who asked this question? Good question. You should get the first award for today's questions. But in order to ask such question, you need to know a lot. This is not, you cannot ask this question just by knowing A, B, C of the, you need to know more. Nice question. All questions were very nice, in fact. Okay, thank you for... we'll take this another time. Today it's time for Dindi. We are preparing for the departure of Dindi. Before that, you and all the Dindi devotees have to take prasad. And you also have lots of things to do today. Seminars are on. So it's not a holiday. It's a full plate day. And it's like that every day, in fact. So we are very happy that we had a house full today. And besides our temple devotees and our congregation and some Varkaris, we also have students from Pune as well as many other places. So, thank you for taking keen interest in philosophy of Krishna consciousness, science of Krishna consciousness. This is a science. This is art also, art and science, and you could say some more things about what this one is. This is everything. This is all in all. So you have realized the significance of this path, this knowledge, this process. This is very encouraging, very enlivening. So, next few days you have more sessions, more discussions. So, carry on with what you had to do with your seminars today, tomorrow. And everyone has something to do. Some will walk, go towards Pandharpur. Some will cook and clean, some will worship. I like that. So much variety of services. So much variegatedness. But amongst all those things which we do, there is something very, very important. Most important item is this one, that sit down and hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, understand Krishna, study Krishna. This is the first thing. First thing first, they say. First thing first. So this is the first thing. In the beginning of the day, we do this. We also sit down and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So that's also hearing Krishna's name, then hearing about Krishna, Krishna's message in the Bhagavatam, and then eating Krishna. Prasadam is also Krishna. We eat Krishna, we talk Krishna, we everything. Dream Krishna. Goal is Krishna. It's Krishna all the way. This is life of a civilized